The question today is, what are the qualifications of a pastor? This is part two. As we're looking at the qualifications of a pastor, we looked at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. We read that the last time. We'll just recap just a moment and let you know what Paul says here, basically. He said in verse 1 that if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. And that is, a bishop is the same word, in essence, for a pastor today. It's not some kind of hierarchy, which is someone over a group of pastors or priests, as some organizations have. But therefore, the pastor, the qualifications, his personal qualifications is listed here. And by the way, he needs to be called, needs to be placed by God in any church, needs to be placed by God. But a bishop, or it said in verse 2 here, a bishop or pastor must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Now, we've studied that and already looked at them as we listed those qualifications as the personal qualifications. Of course, that apt to teach is, in other words, it gives us a teaching ministry as a pastor. It's what he said we need, and as Ephesians 4:11 said, that we're pastor teachers, they go together. And that teaching ministry lays the foundation that the Holy Spirit can use to bring a person to salvation. Also, it follows the example of our Lord. He is a preacher, but he was also a teacher. And I'm thankful for that. So therefore, a pastor teacher is what God said we had here. Now, in that word is for us pastor teacher. The word for pastor in Ephesians 4:11 is also translated shepherd 17 times in the New Testament. It's also the verb form is used two times in the book of John, chapter 21, verse number 15 and 16, when the Lord was dealing with Peter there, and said that when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my lambs." In other words, shepherd my lambs, pastor my lambs. Same word in John 21:16. He saith unto him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." Shepherd my sheep. The word feed implies there, or shepherd, implies the whole office of the shepherd. That's the guiding, the guarding, the folding of the flock, as well as the feeding. So the shepherd teacher, the pastor teacher, leading pastors in still waters and still, he saith unto him, "Feed my sheep, shepherd my sheep." The word qualification of a pastor is to be apt to teach, that involves not merely the willingness to teach, and that ought to characterize the servant of the Lord in any area. The Bible said in 2 Timothy 2:24, "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient." So therefore, ever servant of the Lord. Also, the qualification in verse number 3, words it says, "Don't be one who is all the wine." Now, that means not to have an inclination, he's ready with a blow. I've seen some who would fight of the grape juice that they did in those days. Wine's a generic term, but you realize something they teach. That he's not a striker as well. Or that ought to, we know as well in theory. The Bible says this. And those means the word striker means bruiser. That means ready. So it has one word in the Greek that means not for to be striker, strong or pastors. And it says, "Don't be one." Chapter 1, verse 8, for the wrath of physical fairness, sweet reasonableness. Now, it's not a fact. No, he to be courage. He said to be patient. The word patient means mildness, gentleness, and fairness, sweet reasonableness, not unduly rigorous, not making a determined stand for one's just due. It applies to really leading softly, as we've used here at our church, lead softly as the women and the cattle can take it, is what the basic deal says. Just you. Sweet woman. Patient and qualifications and broadens the lady, means also qualifications, not a brawler. That means not a fighter, not contentious, not given to arguing. The word describes a person who does not go about with a chip on his shoulder. Also, he says there in verse number 3, not covetous. Not covetous, that means not having a love for money. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6, through that we brought things nothing into the earth, and we carry nothing, have food, let us carry out food and raiment, let us be with giving food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. You see, we need the man who's not covetous. He puts Christ first, the church first in his life. Peter said of the elders in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 1, and asking two, as speaking which term past, said number two, the elders which are, he said, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also the partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but for a ready mind. In other words, it's about repeating that. Jesus said in Peter 5, asking, I'm the good shepherd, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. And he goes on to say, then he says, the hireling fleeth because he's a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. So when it says not covetous, now, qualification, it means that qualifications in verse number 2 and 3, and then he has family qualifications, the pastor does, in verses 4 and 5 of 1 Timothy 3. Verse 4, he said, one that ruleth well his own house. That means he's head of the household. The word own refers to the pastor's own pride. Just in the book, as ruleth well, that means preside over rightly. It involves meeting the responsibility given to the head of the household, part of which is training up the children, because he said, having his children in subjection with all gravity, there in verse 4. In other words, subjection is means obedience. Gravity means respect. They respect the Lord and their parents and grow to be examples as all Christians should. And then there's an interjection given in verse 5 here in parentheses. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? He can't take care of his own household. Children injection, all there is full. Word section means obedience. Means, and then there's church qualifications in verse number 6 and 7. He's not to be a novice, it said there in verse number 6. Now, a novice is one who recently becomes a Christian, new convert. It's dangerous to thrust new converts into Christian service of great responsibility, especially that of pastor. And so is in the practice. Means being faithful to attend. Lord help us. Many churches do that, and that's not right. Listen, if one is saved by the grace of God, he'll attend. He'll be in church. And those that won't come to church, and you can't find them to get them in church, they've just never been saved. So the reason he said that he's not to be a novice is patience and sick, not to said church. Every house he fall into the condemnation of the devil, and lifted up with pride is one word that means to bind, to blind with pride, and that's what pride does. You see, that describes a person who's in a beclouded state or a stupid state of mind as the result of that pride, and he'll hurt others and be stupid state of mind as the result of that. Or you hurt yourself and not really even mean to. And a new convert has a tendency to have all the answers when in reality they don't even know how much they don't know. Well, he also must have a good testimony. Verse number 7 said, moreover, he must have a good report of them that are without. And that means, have a good testimony among the unsaved. Them that are without the church. Good report means an excellent testimony concerning his character. The reason? He'll fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. He says there, in other words, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. The word reproach there means the cause of shame and disgrace. The word snare is a trap. Now, it's tragic when pastors won't pay their bills. They fall in snare. Don't have a good tragic pastor when pastors won't say or be called to do what they say. It's caught trying to do what they say. It's tragic for a pastor to live Monday through Saturday different from what he preaches on Sunday. You see, bad reputations tear down the witness of the church, and it hurts the church in the community. In other words, it hurts that's wrong, in other words. But it's greater harm done when the pastor practices things that's not right. So Paul, writing Timothy, he tells him the qualifications of a bishop, which is a qualification of a bishop. And that's something to look at. And he'll say that times are different. Yeah, we're in the days of Noah. The Lord's soon going to come back. But that doesn't change the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God standeth sure. It's just like it always been. And this is what the Lord laid down. He breathed this to all. As proved by the host, he must at least be called to live a different the office of a bishop, because God puts that desire in a person. But he said this is the qualifications of a pastor. And folks, that's the personal qualification. He must be blameless. The husband, things have changed. That means he's to have only one wife. He's not to be divorced and remarried. He's to be vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not a lucre, but pay not of it. And there's the occasion, not only the patient, but he's qualification to be divorced and married. He's to be so good behavior, qualifications, but qualifications he's to have for those that's without. His household qualifications here, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. And then his church qualification, he's not to be a novice, or else he lifted up with pride. Well, he's to Luke out, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. So the Lord laid down those qualifications, and churches ought to follow those. They ought to abide by that whenever they're looking at a person. And yet somebody said, that man, though better what he used to be, he's blamed. He's blameless in the sight of God because his sins are covered by the blood. It's what he's done after he's saved and how his character and reputation is and what he does. By following these qualifications, he can be a bishop, a pastor, an elder of the Testament Church. Church he's placed me at, that he'd have me to be. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, pastor, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.